Macmillan Audio presents Castiel's Servant by Jacqueline Carey. Read for you by Owen Findlay. Chapter 1.
They're coming!
It was my younger brother, Mathieu, who brought the news. Bursting into the manor's great room, breathless and flush-cheeked, dried burrs and brittle twigs caught in the shearling cuffs and collar of his oversized winter coat. A swirl of yelping hounds accompanied him. Everyone looked at me, and my heart kicked inside my chest like a hare thumping an alarm on the frozen ground. For as long as I could remember, I'd been awaiting the moment when my destiny came calling. I'd been expecting it since I turned 10 years of age some days ago. Nonetheless, it struck a punch to the gut. From the kitchen came the crashing sound of a piece of crockery falling to the floor and shattering. Our father set aside the ledger he was reviewing and took the moment in hand. "Jehane, assist your mother. Luke, alert the stables," he instructed my older siblings. "Let us prepare to welcome our guests. Mathieu, how near are they?" Mathieu dragged his sleeve over his nose before replying, leaving an ignominious trail of snot on the sheepskin.
"A quarter hour."
Our middle sister, Honore, jiggling last-born baby Beatrice in her arms, caught my eye and gave me a grimace of disgust. I wanted to laugh at Mathieu's uncouth manners too, but the laughter that bubbled up from my belly caught in my throat and strangled there. My entire life was about to change, and I was about to change with it. I swallowed hard, trying to force the lump in my throat down. "Jocelyn." My father's steady voice anchored me. He put his hands on my shoulders in a rare gesture of affection. It heartened me, and I stood straighter, lifting my face to meet his gaze. "Today is a proud day. In Terre d'Ange, noble families that honour tradition pledge a middle son, if they are fortunate enough to have one that survives into childhood, to the Castelline Brotherhood, the order of austere warrior priests sworn to serve Castiel. I was the middle son of House Verai. We had been on the lookout for an emissary from the prefect since before my 10th birthday last week, and I'd been veering wildly between exhilaration and apprehension. A noble calling was a blessing, but it meant leaving my childhood home and my entire family to pursue a rigorous path of honour and discipline. Now, I took a deep breath, willing my voice to sound as firm and sure as my father's. It was a proud day, and I was determined not to let him see that it was a frightening day, too.
Yes, father."
He gave my shoulders a squeeze and let me go. My mother emerged from the kitchen, dusting her floury hands on her apron. In many noble households, it would be reckoned beneath the dignity of the lady of the manor to bake bread for her family. But in the province of Siaval, we were descended from Blessed Eloi's companion Shemhazai, the divine scholar, whose precept was, "All knowledge is worth having." According to my father, knowledge encompassed matters both homely and heady, and no distinction in merit or worth might be drawn between the two, although I had never known him to try his hand at baking bread. There was a faint furrow etched between my mother's brows. We looked nothing alike. She was slight and dark-haired, while my siblings and I bore the blonde and blue-eyed stamp of House Verai and our father's lineage. All of her sons and daughters were tall for our respective ages. At 10 years, I lacked but 2 inches of our mother's height. But there were unspoken ways in which we understood each other, she and I, and I could not fail to see the shadow of concern in her expression. I was grateful when my mother did not voice those worries, only gave me a quick, fierce hug before departing to don attire appropriate for receiving guests. It would have been harder to bear if she'd coddled me. Some quarter of an hour later,
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"